Good morning, Rabboisai. All the way from Chicago, from Chodrov. I was so desperate that I started recruiting my own mishpacha. I begged my father-in-law to come just to say, I don't shep him anymore. He said, fine, he will, but I don't see him here. Lili Nishmas Yibi Miros Yerus Vas Mordechai. Today's shir sponsored Lili Nishmas, my maternal grandmother, Chava Shretz, Chava Bas Reb Yehoshua. May today's learning be a schus for her neshama and a source for of comfort for the family of Rom Meir Farkovitz, Israel and Stephen Perlich, on the yard side of his father, Binyamin Ben Reb Shmuel Binyamin Perlich. Olav HaShalom. And Mazel Tov from Faivish, L'chvoid Simchas HaNesun Shel Achosim Ben Tzion HaKoyen Im Baz Giloy Noadas Perlman Mahadod Oev Shchag Faivish B'Roilim B'Kinyon Ashlim Zeh Binyon Parnas HaChoydesh by Michael Bemela in memory of his mother Dvor Fego Bashmul and father-in-law Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan Zuchon Elvracha. May the merit, may he and the merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. Rabbi Yisrael, one of the most unique emails received in a long time. The author of this email is Moshe Feinstein. Guess who that is? He was nifter already, Moshe. This is a great grandson. My name is Moshe Feinstein. I'm Baruch Hashem Aloy Medaf Yomi, but this is not going to be another email about how incredible you and your shir are. Although I will say that you have accomplished with the shir and the lives you've changed, it's truly incredible. Anyways, I have a brother who's a teenager and needs some chizuk. I made time to learn with him, complete Masechtas Makkos, in order to give him some encouragement. I drove up to Camp Yeshiva Staten Island. While I was there, I sat down to speak with my grandfather, Reb Reuven Feinstein, for a few minutes. After we were done our conversation, he said to me, "You're not going to believe this, Reb Yisrael. You're not going to believe this. I want you to check how many hits I have." What he's referring to was the Meaningful People podcast, which you were episode 50, and my grandfather was episode 51. I told him that although I have an iPhone, the brass is blocked by my wife, I can't check. So when we were eating at the CM barbecue, my grandfather asked my father, "How many hits do I have?" My father responded that he had 10,000. "Do I have more than that other guy?" my grandfather asked. "Who?" said my father. "Stefanski? You're not going to beat Stefanski. He's at 16,000. My grandfather then asked, "How come his family isn't sitting there clicking on it hundreds of times to make him look good?" Listen, my mishpacha is larger than his mishpacha. We got 5,000 of us. We could all go like this, click, 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 click. Doesn't work, Rabbi. YouTube knows how many clicks you do. It's one per mishpacha. I thought you would find this to be cute. Yes. Wow. It's good to know how many hits I have. Last time I checked, it was 1,000. Unbelievable. Even I don't check. How does Rosh Hashiva have time to check? No, I'm just kidding. I check every 5 minutes. Shmuel Bornstein. So, not Shmuley, Shmuel. Second, based on the emails that you read, it sounds like your sense of humor and Lebedekai style doesn't get fully appreciated over YouTube. Clearly, the in-person guys love it or else they wouldn't come. Is it possible to have someone edit the video before posting? Or to have two YouTube videos, full version with jokes and the edited version for the serious chevra. Lomani Gora, why should the serious guys, those guys that the real Litvaks, why shouldn't they enjoy life a little bit? So what they do is, they do enjoy, but they don't tell anybody that they enjoy, as I told you the Maisa, didn't I tell you the Maisa? Mendy Auerbach was in one of the frumest Minyanim in Ramat Beit Shemesh, like a real Haredi place. And a guy came over to him and he goes, "Huh? Mark Ashkenazi showed up today, huh?" He's like, you watch the shir?" He goes, "Shh, don't tell anybody." Like a real, the whole beer, the whole zach. Anyways, Maisa Shahaya, Maisa Shahaya. All right, what else do we have here? Do we have some time? Listen, what happened was I'm not exaggerating, 10, 15 emails maybe, I don't know, between 10 and 15 emails about what happened yesterday on Zoom. Apparently some Zoom bombers, and especially at the Kotel, there's some Nazi and some even worse stuff than that. And the only one that had access and it was the administrator was Gary, and Gary was schluffing yesterday, as we know, and that's why I was unmuted and muted. He was unmuting and muting me. He wanted to grab my attention because people were in the base measure and the shiur room overlapped. They were supposed to show this recorded shiur. Anyway, it was a little bit of a mess, and it annoyed a lot of people. So the good news is that Gary and Mark Ashkenazi worked it out today. Mark is the administrator. It has nothing to do with these emails. Gary wasn't aware of these emails when he set it up with Mark. So we have Akar Satoiv. For all that all these guys do, they have full-time jobs and they're working like every day getting up. And so here's one. I'm not going to read all the other ones that say, get another administrator in there. He says like this. This is from Avi Sherman. Things could have been short. Things could have been handled a little bit better. You've all come a long way in the last 19 months and never expected anybody to become what it has so quickly. I know there's an outsider watching evolution. A big shukar to Gary, Yosef, Yeshua, and the crew who always go above and beyond their job titles involved in your bringing Torah to the masses, including and not least of which is yourself, not only for the last 19 months, but a long time before that. May you have continued hatzlacha on this daf endeavor, and may you continue to be ma'aretz Torah, l'rabim, admeh ve'esrim, all the best to Avi. So yishkoyach, thank you. And it is a growing and a learning experience. And Bezer Hashem, we'll have it one day. We'll have it down packed. We had a lot of issues lately with the sound and the video. The kids are working on it. Growing pains. This is from Pinchas Rubinstein, a picture of him, and he says, "With my MDY recruiter and one of my best friends from Yeshiva, Ha'avrech Hachashav Reb Leibi David. Reb Leibi is in our koilel, the MDY koilel. I forgot to tell you that my chavrusa." Got a 99 on Dirshu, which I'm telling you is, I don't know if there's 10 people in Eretz Yisrael that got a 99, but we got another guy in the Kollel Yochum got a 100. So maybe, I don't know. I think it's like extremely rare, especially that I spoke to the head guy and he said they don't give 99s out. But all those incentives I think are working. They're really, Kina Soy from Tar B'Chochma. P.S. I still enjoy the 8-minute daf. When it comes, P.P.S. I'm begging you, please, please, and get the Shabbos newsletter sent out earlier. That has to do with Moshe Hirsch, not me. We don't have printers ready. Keep on daffing. Something from Green Park, Modin Elit, MDY branch director, Pinchas Halevi, Rubinstein. Here he is. So Leivi is with the hat. Pinchas Rubinstein is without the hat. Yishkoyach. And here we go. Today is Daf Yud Tes. Says the Gemara, we are holding four lines down. Tanan. So yesterday we had a machlekes Abaye and Rava. In Achsadra is the overhang in front of the homes, and the overhang is made for the overhang itself in the house. Certainly not the over. Everybody agrees the overhang is not made for the central courtyard. So that is the machlekes. Do we say pi tikra yoyer v'soysim, the thickness of this overhang, which is at least a tefach thick? Does it go down? Invisible wall go down on all three sides? Abaye says it goes down. We do a good aches, we do a pitikra, yorid v'soysim. The mouth of this ceiling, this tikra, comes downwards. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, again, not something that we understand. It's all halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Says Abaye, it works, even though the pitikra was built for that way, for inside the home, that way. But not for in the yellow area and into the courtyard. Says the Gemara, Tna. So we want to ask a question on Abaye. By the way, we want to say Yishkoyach to Rabbi Eichenstein, Rabbi Pinchas Eichenstein from the Shul. And I want to say a tremendous Yishkoyach to Rabbi Brody for allowing us to use his base medrash on Tui for, I don't remember how many days, 4 or 5 days. So Yishkoyach to him. He's been a big family friend. He's a chavrusa with my brother-in-law for many, many years. I don't know, 15 years or more. So yishkoyach to him, and yishkoyach to Rabbi Pinchas Eichenstein. So if you're here in Chicago, please make this a big one. Ami, you want to come over here to the front for a second? I want to introduce you to the Olam. I know you're a big onav. Ami Valensky, I once spoke about him this year a while ago. Ami, I was involved in... It's unbelievable. It's a big schus to have him here. Shkoyach Reb Ami. Ami was a little bit of a Talmud, right? A little bit. We went with the Or Samech trip. A A lot, okay, a lot. I say a little. From here, he was a student here in Chicago in university. He was not religious at the time, and we went to Eretz Yisrael, and we had a great time. We learned a lot of Torah together. And today, look at him. He's learning the daf, and he has how many? Three children?
Fourth on the way in a couple weeks.
Fourth on the way, Mazel Tov, and they all go to Frum. Yeshivas, B'shal Tov, Mitzvah. So unbelievable. Yishkoyach for joining us in the daf. How long are you doing the daf with me?
I started Sukkah.
Sukkah, wow. It's a big zach. So you see, it all comes around full circle. How many years ago was that we went there to stroll? 11 years ago. 12 years ago. Unbelievable. All right. Kol HaKavod. You remember the story? I don't know if you remember that you once called me up that you're keeping kosher. I don't want to get into it now. A crazy story. Okay.
Shut up on Pesach randomly.
No. You order from like a downtown restaurant kosher sandwich. And I didn't know that there's any kosher sandwiches downtown. You don't remember? We'll talk about it a different time. Yes. Things changed a lot. Okay. Beautiful. So here we are. So we're talking about this achsadro. And the achsadro is more than four amas away from the house. Doesn't work. Vamai. Who cares if it's four amas away? Who cares if it's 20 amas away? If you're talking about doifen akuma, so four amas makes a lot of sense. This thing has to be less than four amas, the width. But if we're not talking about a doifen akuma, we're just talking about a concept of pi tikra yoyer v'soysim. So it doesn't matter how far away this pi tikra is from the house. It could be 100 amas away. You could still invoke pi tikra yoyer v'soysim. Tirgim arava, alibad abaya. Now, I just want to point out here, it is sukkah. And sukkah, it's a beautiful masechta, but it's hard to find, like, you know, the musr and the... I found here, look at this, Tirgim arava. Rava is asking a question on abaya. Abaya's not around. So Rava says, let me answer it for abaya. It's about emes. It's not about winning and beating the other guy. It's about Torah. And if this is the truth, if I could give a good answer and help my friend out, even though we're in a huge argument here, I'm going to help him out. And one thing I thought, stop to make it more geschmack, to remind the Olam about Abaye and Rava, it could be Abaye wasn't around simply because he was nifter. And what happened was, Abaye married a woman called Chaima. Chaima, very interesting story. She had two husbands that died, and Abaye was her third. And Rava said, hey, Rebbe holds that a katlanis is after two. A woman who kills two husbands, you're not supposed to marry her. Why did you marry her? And sure enough, Abaya died. Then when she came to ask for a ksuba, she went to Rava's bezdin, and she told Rava that she wants wine. And Rava said, I know that Nachmeni, Abaya doesn't drink wine. This is a gemara in ksubas, daf samachei. And she said, it's not true. And she kind of rolled up her sleeve and she went like this. And Rava saw, and it was erva. Now let her roll up your sleeve past your elbow. And Rava saw it, a whole maisa with a taiva. He ran home. Rava's wife found out about this and she beat her up, chased her out of the town and said, you already killed three husbands. You want to kill my husband too? With taiva and whatever? Arois. Anyway, it's a very interesting story. I'm just sticking it in here because why does Rava have to answer for Abaya? Maybe Abaya wasn't around. Maybe it's at that time that he was already nifter. But what's the answer? Kishi hishva es kiruyav. What happened was, beautiful. You're thinking to yourself, typically it would be like this, that the schach, I don't know if you could see, but the schach, you want to position the schach on top of your chsadra. How otherwise the schach is going to fall in. Not in this case. This case, they were able to, I don't know if you could see the picture, but it's flush with the pi tikra. If this is the pi tikra, what are we going to call this in English? The reveal, the what? Somebody? The face of it. So the schach is with the face. So what happens? If you don't have a face, you can't go downwards. You can't halacha k'moshe m'sinai go down if you don't see the face. You don't see the face because the schach is flush with the face. It doesn't allow you to see the face. I was actually in the middle of building this. My first sukkah from Masechet Sukkah, but I ran out of time. It's fine, because I think these pictures do a good job. Yeah, are you able to see the pictures? So that's on top, not flush. And this right over here is flush. Okay? Good. Next. Besura Masna Losh Maitse by Lishna. Okay, that fits in fine with Surah. However, Bipumbadiso Masni, but in Pumbadiso they read it a little different. Sika Chagabech Sadro Shin Leptimin. So remember, yesterday we were talking about Achsadra that doesn't have Ptimim, does have Ptimim. Let's see if we have the picture here. Not here. I know I brought it somewhere. Here. These guys are Ptimim. These pieces of wood that are not three tfachim away from each other. So, Sikach Gabi Achsadra She'in Le Ptimim, if it doesn't have the pieces of wood, Divriya Kol Psula. Why, according to everybody, is a puzzle and I don't say Ptik or Yerva Saisim? Because I'm going to say, because the face was not made for the courtyard. The face of that overhang was made for the overhang in the house. So there's no Ptik or Yerva Saisim in that case. Yesh Le Ptimim, but if it has the pieces of wood, these guys, these pieces of wood that run up and down, Abayomak Sheira Ravam Psula. Incredible. Why in the world would Rava say puzzle? There's lavud. There's less than three tefachim between each piece of wood. So why is this not a perfect wall? The answer is Abayamik Shari Amrin Lavud. Rav Amar Psula Lo Amrin Lavud. Why don't you say lavud? What in the world? So yesterday this tzaddik AB asked a beautiful question, and guess what? I got at least four emails saying that the kasha yimachaven to the Aruch Laner, and maybe the Ron talks about different things. Beautiful, beautiful kasha. They were very nispol from the kid. The kid from Chicago. That's a beautiful kasha. 11-year-old. So I was like, wow. Okay, at least it's not the Taisus, Mefurish Taisus over here or something, or Rashi. Wow, it's the Aruch Laner. I don't have to know every Aruch Laner, but I should have thought about the kasha anyway. Fine. Rav Omar Psula Emrin Lovot. But why not? So now we're going to have to say the same svara. Oh, Rabbeisai, if this guy right over here, he's doing it very, very, he's talented. Come here, get over here. This is Yoel, everybody, you see Yoel? Yeah, he didn't want to be on videos by mistake. He was just showing, he was taking pictures. And okay, Yishkoyach, very good. He, whatever, this, we're not going to say, okay, Belia and Hara, okay, fine. So, wow. Yeah. Rabbi Aram Sula Emrin Lavud. Why don't you say Lavud? But you always say Lavud. The answer is because the Ptsimin are not made for the courtyard. The Ptsimin are made for the other side. They're made for the house. And when they're made for the house, we don't say Lavud in that case, says Rava. Unbelievable. You remember the beautiful Rashi yesterday? If you have a physical wall, bricks and mortar, then it doesn't matter. You can't say, oh, I built the wall for the inside, not for the outside. Then, of course, I can use the wall for the outside also. When it comes to halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it has to do, says Rava, with where I built this wall for. And love, it only works in one direction, according to Rava. Abai says, no way. This halacha doesn't work in two directions. It's only good asik, good achis. But love, it is different, says Abai. Rava says, no, they're all the same. It depends on which direction you built the wall for. V'hilchasukalishnakama. The halacha is that we always say lavud, no matter what direction, but when it comes to good achis and good asik, then it matters where the wall is. Rav Ashi says, the Gemara Ashkechel Rav Kahana de Kom Misakech Al Gabi Achsadro. Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana using an achsadro. She'ein lo ptzimim, that doesn't have wood. Now what's interesting is, you have to add here, well, it becomes obvious from the Gemara soon, Baruch Atah Adinoi Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Sha'kol Ni'ebet V'goy. We're only talking about a two walls that he built. And Achsadro acts as the third wall. The Komesach Agav Achsadro She'in Lo Ptzimim. Omar Lei, Lo Sover, Lo Mar, Hod Omar Rava, Yesh Lo Ptzim K'sheiro, En Lo Ptzim Psula. Don't you hold like Rava? Usually we're passing like Rava. Now, it doesn't have Ptzimim, this wall, this Achsadro. So how can you use that one wall as your third wall? A sukkah needs three walls. Two are great, but the third wall, you want to use a pitikra, one pitikra. But Rava says you can't do that. Why not again? Because the pitikra, the wall is made for the inside, not for the outside. The whole overhang was not made for your sukkah in your courtyard. It was made for the inside. So he shows him, oh, there's a little trick here. No, in fact, I have three walls. The third wall is a tefach. You just don't see it. What is going on here? So when we learned Eruvin, and this is Eruvin Daf Tezvov, I was able to pull out the picture of Baruch Hashem and print it. I'm going to go from the back and we'll work our way backwards. If you are walking in the Mavui and there's a Lechi, but it's an invisible Lechi, I don't know if you could tell right over here, the wall is indented. But when you're walking down the Mavui, you don't see it. You only see it when you're coming this direction. So that's Nirim Mebachutz. Over here, it's the opposite. This case, if you're walking over here, you see the Lechi by this yellow arrow. But when I'm coming from the Rishus HaRabim in, I don't see the Lechi. It's flush with the wall. So these are two Lechis that are hidden in different ways. Either one is hidden looking from the Mavi towards the Rishus HaRabim, you can't see it. Or looking from the Rishus HaRabim to the Mavi, you can't see it. Says Rav Kahana, that's exactly what happened to my sukkah. Take a look. If you use a magnifying glass like the Kol HaLashon did, they blew it up. You can see there's a little bit of a lechi, one tefach lechi here. You were looking from outside over here, you didn't notice it. Or, this is very interesting. I had a big problem with this, but then I saw that the Rishonim discuss it. The third wall is facing outside of the sukkah. And for whatever reason, that works. Now, they ask, and Tosis kind of talks about it maybe. When it comes to lechi, we're talking about just the heker for people to notice. So what's the difference where it is? It's inside, outside. But we're talking about a wall. You need three walls midairaisa, you need a wall. So how's this wall that sticks outside into your backyard, how's that going to work as a wall? Okay, it works. The kids are, what he's trying to say is that there's a third wall. You need two regular walls and the third one is a tefach. And we have it. You just don't see it. Says Gemara. So let's see it inside. Inami nira mebachutz v'shava mebifnim. Ditmar. Nira mebachutz v'shava mebifnim. By Mavoi. And that's the picture I showed you in the beginning. If you could see it from the Rosh Hashanah, but from within the Mavoi you don't notice it. Nidoi mishum lachi. Nira mebachutz v'shava mebifnim. Nidoi mishum lachi. It's a good lechi. V'lechi ha'inu p'tzimim. Same halacha we could apply here, says the Gemara. Tana. P'tzal ha'yoytzim in ha'sukkah. So we had this halacha. We mentioned it once or twice. And we decided what it was back then. The Gemara is going to give us four different ways to learn the halacha called P'tzal ha'yoytzim in ha'sukkah. If schach continues outside of your sukkah, or we'll see maybe it's even inside the sukkah, it's like the sukkah. What does it mean? My psal yotzim in a sukkah. Omer ula konam yotzim lachayir a sukkah. So, shot number one is, you have schach that comes outside and creates a second sukkah behind your sukkah. This is sukkah number one, and over here you want to use this area behind your sukkah as a sukkah. As the gemara v'ibinim shalosh tvanos, you need three walls. B'deika, like in this picture, it has three. One, two, three. You need 7x7. Bideika, 7x7. You need good schach. Bideika. It has everything. It has everything. So it's a perfect sukkah. Maybe the wall, you created a whole sukkah for the inside. You never thought, you never intended when you built it that it's going to be an outside little sukkah for your kid or whatever. Maybe it shouldn't be kosher. Kamash malon. It is kosher even though you didn't have the proper kavana. Rabbi Yosef, Amritavayu, this is what we learned up until now. Your sukkah is this size, up until this wall. But you have one wall that keeps on going and going, and the schach continues with it. That's psal ha'yotzim min ha'sukkah. That this entire area right here does not have a hechsher sukkah, doesn't have three walls. It only has one long wall with a lot of schach. It's a continuation of the other sukkah. There's one long wall. I would think that it doesn't have the extra sukkah, and that it's okay. So, be'etzem, if you think about it, this is a typical sukkah that we said that is two walls and one wall is a tefach. Isn't every sukkah that has two walls and one wall tevach is a psal yitzim and a sukkah betzim? Maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe if you do a nice serious wall, so you're showing if it's a tefach, okay. I'm just saying my own chiddush here. I don't know if it's true at all. If you do one tefach, so you're showing that you didn't have enough money to buy a wall, so you're putting up a tefach and you mean it to be 100 feet long. But let's say you make a wall that's 10 feet long, so maybe you're showing, hey, my sukkah is stopping at 10 feet. So that might be a bigger chiddush, that even past the 10 feet, like in this case, you know, this is a nice 7 foot, 7 tefach wall at least, in the picture. So I think maybe you wanted to stop there. Kamash Malon, it continues all the way out here. Okay, whatever. Rabbi Bachan Omer, Rabbi Yochan, another pshat. Loinitz Rechoy Lel Sukkah Sheruba Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa. You have a perfectly good schach, like in this picture. Umiyuto Chamasa Meruba Mechamasa. But one small part of the schach, as in this picture, beautifully depicts, it's Chamasa Meruba Mechamasa. Over here, you don't have a good enough schach. I would think that it should become possible. Komashmal or not? If so, if that's your pshat, what does it mean? Psal hayoytze min asukah? Where is it going out of the sukkah? Yoytze mehechsher sukkah. It's going away from the hechsher. It's not 100% kosher because it doesn't have enough schach. Komashmal on, it's okay. Now, the Mechaber says, very interesting, there's two halachas in Chamasa Meruba Mechamasa, and that is that, first of all, you need that in most of the sukkah, area of the sukkah, here, Yoel, do me a favor, sit down, thanks. Most of the area of the sukkah should be Mechamasa Meruba Mechamasa. In every part of the sukkah should be Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa. In addition to being Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa, in addition that there should be in total 51% schach and 49% sun, in all of the sukkah there shouldn't be areas like this. In any, because look, this sukkah, take a look. Over here you have at least 51% schach. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Halacha, there shouldn't be any area of the sukkah that's Chamasa Meruba Mechamasa, so it creates a problem. Sort of what we discussed yesterday. It has to go through the whole sukkah, or it should be something very chashuv, like a tefach or Rosh Meruba kind of thing, that would passel a sukkah. But the Ramah says that if there's one area that's 7 by 7 tefachim, that's Chamasa Meruba Mechamasa, that could passel it. So, just as a heads up, ayin chum. Don't, in other words, when you're doing your sukkah, don't say, oh, I have at least 51% of schach. You should also be aware of every area of the sukkah. I certainly shouldn't have a 7 by 7 area that's problematic. Says the Gemara. Next, Rabbi Yishai Omar, what does psal hayotzim in a sukkah mean? A new pshat. We're talking about a very small sukkah, a 7 by 7 sukkah, and there's 3 tefach of pasul schach. Okay, pasul schach. What's pasul schach? Metal. Let's see if there's a picture here. I'm sure there is. Yes, here we go. Here's a 7 by 7, and there's an area right in the middle, a little bit less than 3 of metal. What does it mean? Psala yoytze min asukah? Yoytze me toirah sukah. If you notice before it said hechsher sukah, now it says toirah sukah, because before we're dealing with kosher schach, it's just not enough, so it's hechsher sukah. Now we're dealing with pasul schach, so it's toirah sukah. It's not even in the parsha of a sukah. It shouldn't be worse than ear. Now we know that ear is worse than pasul schach, but this shouldn't be worse than ear. If it's less than 3 tefachim, and it's ear, doesn't pasul sukkah. So why would metal pass the sukkah when metal is better than ear? Omele Rabbo, Omele Rebbe Abba, Ze, this the pasul schach mitzarev yishenim tachtav. You're right, it is better, but you could actually sleep underneath it. Vze, but the ear mitzarev yishenim tachtav. So, if you look real quickly, there's two categories. There's pasul schach and there's avir. Pasul schach passes four tefachim. And if it's a small sukkah, it passes with three tefachim. Three tefachim is enough to ruin your small sukkah. Because why? Not because that's enough bad tzchach, but just because you don't have enough good tzchach. And you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. Asur lishan tachtov. And very interesting, just remember that if it's bad tzchach, metal, if it's next to the wall, then you go all the way four amas because of Dofen Akuma. And if we're going to talk about ear passes with three tefachim. It doesn't matter, even a small sukkah, even a large sukkah, three tefachim. And you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. Says the Gemara, Umiyikim idi ditztarufim mitztarev vu'atzmoyen in kasha. The Gemara has a beautiful kasha. How is it possible that ear could go combine with schach and you have a kosher sukkah, but you cannot sleep underneath it? It's good enough to make your sukkah kosher, but it's not good enough for you to sleep underneath it. How's that possible? Omar Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elyashiv in. I didn't have time. I should have checked to see how many times he's brought that in Shas. Probably only once. Yes, we have this concept. Tit hanoroik yichiach. When it comes to a mikvah, one of the things that you cannot be toivel in is mud. But if you have some mud that you add to the water, then you could have 40 saw together with the mud. And all the other things also that are not mitzarev too, that are brought down in Rashi, snow, barad, kfar, glid, all the stuff, melach. So again, if you're going to toivel in a 100% mud, not yaitza, it's not a tefillah. But if you have 39 saw of water and 1 saw of mud, it's a good tefillah. So once again, you have the idea that it's enough to be mitztarif, to help you out, but to use it alone, you can't use it. So you're not going to be able to sleep underneath ear, but the ear is good enough to help your sukkah. Tosfos says beautiful kash on it, different pshat, okay. Toivel boy, also like tefillah, and you're not yoitza tefillah if you just are toivel in mud. We're talking about mud that's very, very liquidy, mud that could go from cup to cup, says Rashi. We turn to your testament base, sponsored by the MD White Healing Group. For all those who need Shidduchim Refus and Yeshuas, please join tehillim.8mindaf.com. By the way, just reading this, I can tell you right now that the lighting here is much better for me. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's directed on the Gemara. So Yishkoyach to Chadrov. The official Mishnah is sponsored by Fishel. The Heilige Mishnah says, "Oisa sukkosikim in tzrif." If you make your sukkah like a hut, we're not going to. This is the Rambam pshat, but okay. Here is Rashi's pshat. A tzrif, a teepee. Now, what's wrong with this? The problem with this is that there's no defined wall or ceiling. They're both the same. We don't know what's what. And the fact that we don't know what's what creates an issue here. Oishes samcha lakoisel, the same exact idea. You leaned it up against a wall. So it's a wall and a ceiling all in one. What is it? I don't know. It's both. Reb Lezer poisel b'nei she'ein lo gag. Reb Lezer says it's posel. In the Gemara we're going to see that perhaps it's not Reb Lezer, it's Chachamim. They switch around the names. But again, Reb Lezer says this is not considered an oil. It doesn't, if it's not defined, a roof, a ceiling, it's not an oil. It's not a sukkah. The Chachamim, Achshirim, Chachamim say it's a good sukkah. Says the Gemara Tana, Moedir Reb Lezer, She'im igbiya min hakarka tefach. If you lift up the wall, any one of these walls, the teepee, the one leaning against here, you lift it up, a tefach, you see? You put a little stand on it. It's all good. Why? Because, first of all, Lavud closes it off. But there's a defined wall. But you hear the chapir, it's beautiful. How tall does a wall have to be? 10 tfachim. Over here, we're doing two things. We're going to be using this unknown material as the wall, but the defined portion is 1 tefach. It's a nice chap. You don't need a defined 10 tfachim. You just need to define that there's a wall and a ceiling.
Foundation wall.
What?
Foundation wall.
I don't know what it is. All it's doing is it's serving one purpose. To say there's two things going on here. There's a wall and a ceiling. How much is the wall and the ceiling? I don't know. I have at least 1 tefach. Plus, I'm going to use some of this for my wall also. Foundation, not foundation. The bottom line is, yeah, you hear what's going on here? Halachically, I define the wall, but it's not enough for a wall. It's only 1 tefach. I need 10 tefachim for a wall. Okay, for that, I'll use the rest that goes this way. Oy shifligo min ha-koisil tefach. Here, same idea. I define the ceiling by moving it away and creating a tefach gap on top, right over here. That also is enough. Now I have two things. I have a wall and a ceiling. Shik sheira. That is kosher. My time I have the rabbanon. Shipuye oyalim koilim damu. Chachamim hold. Forget it. We just said Rebbe Eliezer. Even Rebbe Eliezer says that it's possible. He admits that if you raise it a tefach, it's okay. And if you make it, if you distance it from the wall a tefach, it's also okay. But Chacham say you don't need to. A shipua, an incline is also, an angle is also considered an oil. It's considered an oil. So if it's considered an oil, it's considered a sukkah. So now let me ask you a question. If you have a teepee bed, a kilas chasanim, remember those kilas chasanim here? I have a picture.
That was 3 within 10. That's 3 tefachim within 10 height.
That's a whole different sugya, not in sukkah. We didn't learn in sukkah.
Not yet.
But over here, you don't have a tefach. Over here, you don't have a tefach. But it goes on an angle. It's a nice chasen bed. We had a sugya about this. If you hold that shipuye oyalim is a oyal, this is considered a oyal. So you would not be allowed to sleep in this in the sukkah. Because now you're sleeping in an oil in a sukkah, and that's a problem. But if you hold that this is nothing, this is not an oil, like Rebbe Eliezer, this is not an oil, so nothing. I could sleep in a blanket in my sukkah. That I'm not sleeping in an oil. So mail, it's okay. That's the next sugya right here. Abaye Ashkechel Rav Yosef, the Kogoni, Bikilas Chasan, and Besukkah. Abaye met his Rebbe, the famous Rav Yosef. Remember, Rav Yosef became blind, sick, forgot his Torah. Abaye kept on reminding him. So he sees his Rebbe sleeping in one of these beautiful, here, I don't know why, but they decided to paint the night, like the beginning of the Masechta was blah. Now it's nice and purple, geshmaka, Sephardi style. Huh? It's Rav Yosef, yeah, it's chashev. Like the Rosh Hashiva deserves. It even has flowers over here. Oh, Maisa, wow. Oh my leg, come on. How are you sleeping in it? Kirb Eliezer. Again, because Rebbe Eliezer holds this is not counted as a sukkah. If it's not counted as a sukkah, it's not an oil. If it's not an oil, it's not a problem to sleep in it inside another sukkah, because it's nothing. What's the problem if you hold like Rebbe Eliezer? You're going like a yachid. You're going like the single Manda Omar and not like Chachamim. Shafkis Rabbanon v'Avdik Rebbe Eliezer. You're leaving the Rabbim, the Rabbanon, and you're going like a Das Yachad? Amar Le, you're not going to believe this. Brais Ibchatani. The names are reversed in the Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer Machshir. Rebbe Eliezer says that it's a good sukkah, and therefore it's an oil, and therefore you're not allowed to sleep in it inside the sukkah. V'chachamim Paislim, it's Chachamim who say, this is nothing. It's not a sukkah. And if it's not a sukkah, it's not a bed. It's okay to sleep in it in a sukkah. And Mamela, I am going like the rabbi. I'm going like Rabbanon. Omale, but I have another problem. Masnisin chidoi. The sanyo, oisus gozikim in tzrif, oisus samchal koisel, rabbi nasan oimer rabbi lezer poisel. The Mishnah is going like one single person called Rabbi Nassan, who says it's Rabbi Eliezer poisel, b'nei she'em bo gag, v'chachamim achshirim. Hold on, I'm sorry I skipped something. The question is that you're leaving a Braisa, Omele, Braisa, Rebbe Lezer, Shamkes Masizim Avis Gebrais. So that's the question. How Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand, Rabbi. You're going to go like a Braisa, not like a Mishnah? Mishnahs are much more powerful than a Braisa. I don't go like the Mishnah because the Mishnah is a Das Yachid, the Sayyid is a Kosakim. The Mishnah is a Das Yachid called Rabbi Nassan. Therefore, I prefer to go with the Braisa, and Mimela I sleep in Akilas Chasanim. Whew! Okay. Next Mishnah, the official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel. It goes very, very simple. Machzeles is something like this. We use this today as schach, right? This is probably the most popular schach today. What is it called?
Mats.
The mats. I forgot what it's called in our Yisrael. It's not called mats, something else. Kindness. Kindness. If it was made for schach, according to everybody, it's kosher. If it's made for sleeping on, according to everybody, it's mekabel tumah, and it's puzzle. The whole sugi is going to be, what if we don't know? It was stam. Now we're going to see today, at least today, that if it's a large one, everybody's going to agree that it's made for schach, and there's no shayla at all, everybody says it's kosher. The only machlokes is going to be, if it's a baby one, do they make it for sleeping or do they make it for schach? That is the whole sugya in a nutshell. Says the Mishnah. Machzel is kanim gdoila. If you have a very large one, large means larger than a human being. Asol is shchiva, if it was made for sleeping on. Mikabel is tuma. What's the chiddush? Big chiddush. This typically cannot be mekabel tumah. Why? Because it's called pshutei kliyetz. Any flat wood is not mekabel tumah. The only time a wood can be mekabel tumah is if it has a base kibul, if it has a receptacle. Yeah? If it doesn't receive anything, it's not mekabel tumah. So this doesn't receive. But if you decide that it's for sleeping is a real bad. It's a big no-no. Then it's tummy medris, azav, zava, yeledis, nida, all these things, metamed, when they sit on it, sleep on it. So memela, doila, salat shchiva, if you made it specifically for sleeping, mikabel tumah ben mitzachim ba, then it's mikabel tumah and you can't use it as schach. Lesikoch, but if it was made deliberately for schach, like in our generation, these mats are made for schach, mitzachim ba ben mikabel tumah, then you use it for schach and it's not mikabel tumah. The Gemara is going to explain everything because it's a little bit vague what's going on here. Reb Lezer says it doesn't matter. A small one, a large one. If he made it for sleeping on it, then it's mekabel tumah and he can't use it as schach. But if he made it for schach, what is going on here? So, real quickly, halacha l'maaseh sort of. Again, not to pass based on what I'm saying, just on what I think I saw. You ask your local rabbi, but the Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking about over here in a place that all these reed mats, were made for sleeping. This is typical in those days to make it for sleeping. What's interesting is, what if a guy says, but I don't want it for sleeping. I'm making mine not to sleep. Too bad. But the Dazikal Adam, it's made for sleeping. No, so what about it nowadays? So we have to say that nowadays things have changed. And even the Mishnah Berurah would agree that you could change it. And even in those places that they do sleep on it, and say that you could decide then that you want it for schach. There's only one problem. There is a Rashba, and the Mogen Avraham brings him down, that says that if you take small pieces, small slats of wood, and you connect them with nails, or like in this case, with other reeds, there's a problem of Xeras Tikra. It looks like a roof. So how do we use this stuff today? So there's a lot of Diyun and Achroidim, they say it's not a problem at all. Why? Because that is talking about where rain can't even get in there. It literally looks like a Tikra, like a ceiling. A, Rav Osner says it's not a problem because it folds up. It rolls up. There's no Xeras Tikra, nobody's going to confuse something that rolls into a 5-inch thing and they're going to think that, oh, I can use my house. B'kitzer, all these different reasons, that's why the Pesach can say, this is 100% good. Fine. They do have schach, the water can't come in, and do the Gdolim say something about it? You're talking about those little, the bamboos that are, one goes this way, one goes that way? It's cool stuff. But I don't know that, you have to be inside. Those are not connected. It's like, if they are connected and the rain doesn't go in, then it's Xeris Tikra. You're talking about something that's just piece and piece. Are they tied together? I don't know how it works. I have no idea. What? They're not tied together. Like gutters, they're not tied together. Mimela, the Rashba doesn't apply. The Rashba is talking about when they are nailed to each other. Jonathan Austin, Shalom Aleichem. All right. Zog to Gemara. Hagu v'kasha. All we're trying to get to, this is a classic Gemara question on the Mishnah. When the Mishnah is vague, so the Gemara says, oh, I can be medayik both ways, and then it's a contradiction like in the Mishnah. So that's what Gemara is going to do here. Hagu v'kasha. I have a contradiction here. Amris, it says in the Mishnah, so the shechivim kabels tumah, if it's made for sleeping, then it is mekabel tumah ve'im esachem, but therefore you can't use it as schach. Time of the so the shechivah, it says because you made it for sleeping. So if I want to just infer from that, make a deal, I'll say, but what if you didn't do it for sleeping? What if you just stopped? You produced it. You don't know why. Whatever they want to do with it. Hostam al-sichuch, but if it's stam, it would be automatically for schach. Okay, so that means stam, without any specification, means it's for schach. V'adetani, but then it says in the Mishnah, l'sikuch misachim bo. If I made it specifically for schach, great. V'enim kabel tuman, therefore it's not kabel tuman. And then I can infer from that, the exact reverse. Time does saw l'sikuch. It's only because I made it specifically for schach. Hostama l'shchiva. Over here comes out, if I infer the opposite, I'll infer that if I made it stam, without any specification, it's for sleeping, and it's possible for schach. Says Gemara Likashi, Kambikdoli Kambiktana. So it's very interesting what the Gemara is saying. Let's go back to the Mishnah. If you can look at second in the Mishnah, let's read it together. Machzel is called Gdoila. If it's a large mat, Asol, Shchiva, he made it for sleeping. Mikabel is Tumma Ve'e Misachambo. And now the Mishnah flips and says, if it's a Machzel is Ktana, then Lisekoch, if it was made for Schach, Mesachim, Bavedim, Mikabel, Stumah. So you have to insert a few words, so to speak. In those days, they understood it on their own. This is how they repeated the Mishnayos. It was very bekitzer. It was pashut to them. The beginning of the Mishnah was talking about a large mat, and then the Mishnah switches into a small mat. L'sikuch, Mesachim, was talking about a small mat. Okay. Now, we're going to skip this 1.5 lines. Ribeleza Oimer, or Ema Seifa, the Marashal sticks in it. Ema Seifa, but let's look at the end. Very good. It's a nice try that you're talking about a Doyle and a Ketana, but how does it fit into the end of the Mishnah, which doesn't make any sense, what you're saying? It says, Ribeleza himself says, Achas Ketana v'achas Doyle. I'm saying there's no difference at all. So if he's saying there's no difference at all, you're not going to be able to say, oh, there's a difference between a Ketana and Doyle and Ribeleza. Because he starts off saying, there is no difference. If you make it for sleeping, then it's mekabel tumah. Time of the sol shchiva. I'll infer the same exact thing, and guess what? You're not going to be able to answer me anything because he says specifically there's no difference. The what? Time of the shchiva. Hastam asikuch. The diuk is that if it's stam, it's good. It's for schach. Ema seifa. Let's look at the last part. Asol asikuch misachem bo v'enim mekabel tumah. If he made it specifically for schach, then it's not mekabel tumah. Time of the sol sikoch. So I'll infer hostam and shchiva. And over here you can't answer what I answered before, that there's a difference between a gdoil and a ktan. Elo marova b'gdoil kulam aloi pligi b'stom and sikoch. Okay, so that's for today. Today is very poshut. Mamish simple. If it's a large mat, then it's made 100%. Nobody buys a 40-foot mat to sleep on. Unless you're Shaq. Did you ever see Shaq's bed? It's Gdoil Amoid. It's the size of this room. Okay, if you're 7 feet tall, you weigh 400 pounds, you need a... Okay, fine. Regular people don't need large mats for sleeping. So if you made a large mat, it's for schach. So there's no machlaikis in that. And the whole machlaikis is going to be, what's a small mat? Stam small mat. The stam large mat is for schach. If you have a very, very small, like that fits a human body, he most likely made it for sleeping, and therefore what? It's possible for schach. No, the stam ktano is for schach, top of that chav. And this is what the Mishnah meant to say, that if it's this large one, it's kosher v'schach, unless he specifically made it for sleeping on it, then it's mekabel tuma. Time it asal shchiva, astam anasik mishal asal zikur chum sachem bo. Astam gdoila is always made, says the Gemara at this point, that it's always made for schach.
And yichara, they should be, if it's too small for a person to land, they should also be kosher.
Then what do you make it for? Maybe it's made for a baby, maybe, I don't know. What else do you make it for? They stop making mats? What are they making mats for? How many uses? We have a usage for schach. In those days, they used to sleep on it. What else can you do with it? I don't know. Rug? Who knows? Let's just finish here. Mamish, one, two lines. We're skipping a bunch of lines. Comes Rebbe Lezer and says, there's no difference. Ktano gdoilo, stomach sher l'sikoch. It's always, stam was always made for schach. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi says, should we take a picture?
Yes.
Y'all says yes.